blonde. The redhead has stopped kissing you, losing focus as the captain's thrusts reach a crescendo, powerful thrusting filling the air with smacks of her thighs against your buttocks. You do see the blonde girl across the room, jerking her little cocklet while watching the threesome on the captain's bed. Your pussy drools more for the sight of her. The blonde's eyes are still glazed. She's found a butt plug somewhere and slipped it into herself. She's ignoring her pussy, just her cock and her ass receiving attention, like she were a sleeve getting off on remembering the captain fucking her, a sleeve tight and hot. So the best thing in the world, the thing which will make your pussy squeeze and climax, would be if the captain came, filling you with her cum, satisfying your purpose. The redhead, the first mate below, has actually lubed up her cock, gotten it hard, and is pointing it at your pussy's entrance, preparing to slip inside of you, preparing to fill you up. You feel the softness of the captain's hands running over your back. You feel her thighs slapping your ass, and you feel the hard, throbbing, dripping length of the first mate's cock pushed against your entrance. The two of them are going to fill you alternately, you know it. The presence of that big, thick cock in your ass and another prepared to slide into your pussy hot. The captain is coming, hot, thick, sticky, squirting, coming in your ass, has reached around and is pulling you back against her. The redhead's cock is pulled away from your pussy as you're lifted up somewhat and planted down hard on the captain's cock, sitting on her lap, except both of you are sitting up, lifted so your head's a little higher than the captain's, your neck being smooched. She's risen completely, her tits against your back, her cock buried to the hilt by gravity in your ass, because she lifted you and let you drop right on it. She's coming, coming, the pulsations run along her shaft, stretching your ass, your pussy dripping, throbbing, the hot seat in your ass setting you off as you come, insensate shivers, sleeved thoughts, thoughts of lips, of the sizzling tingle in every place they've kissed you, and of her cum flooding your ass and filling you up, and all through it, the lesser but excellent climax and escape, the captain squirts onward, filling your butt completely full with her seed, until oblivion claims your thoughts in the heat of it, so wonderful to just be impaled on her cock, have it shiver against your inner walls and set off your pussy, push that button, something about being lifted up by her and dropped down has sealed how obvious and automatic your fate is. You see that the blonde is crawling toward the bed, perhaps for another go, while the redhead is still jerking off and staring at your wet pussy, which is spread slightly by engorgement and arousal through your clit and your outer lips. The captain reaches around, rubs her hand over your clit as you come, and come, the oversensitive nub being rubbed. Her entire length is within you, reshaping you, teaching you what you are. She kisses behind your ear and whispers. In fact, she's been whispering things all along, something. But who cares or knows what? Another squirt of her cum paints your insides hot. You close your eyes as the captain begins to bounce you, like a masturbation toy, like a sleeve, on her somehow miraculously still rigid dick. The last clear image you remember before your next orgasm is the redhead applying lube to her cock, preparing to fill you, to fill your pussy while the captain fucks you from behind. And you see the blonde crawling forward with her cock in her hand, preparing.